Welcome to Camcast Kids. We're the podcast for kids, by kids. Our hosts and guests bring fun, inspiration, and motivation as kid and teenpreneurs work together with the CAM Project. The CAM Project is the Take Action nonprofit organization to inspire, influence, and impact kids and teens worldwide. Our Camcast Kids host is an 11-year-old how-to baker, social media influencer, and CEO of Whisk It With Flava. She interviews youth, facilitates interactive activities, and shares tips, creative ideas, and advice in developing businesses. Now, introducing co-founder of the CAM Project, Miss Ava Hurley.
Camcast Kids!
Hello, everyone. It's Ava from Whisk It With Flava with my friend
Kendall.
We're on with another CAM Project podcast. And this one is going to be super fun because Kendall owns a dog walking business.
Yep.
We're going to talk about your dog walking business today and what you do. You have partners, am I correct?
Yes. They are my neighbors.
That's super fun. Do you walk dogs just around the neighborhood or do you go out of the neighborhood?
Well, mainly we just stay inside the neighborhood because we're not really allowed to go out of the neighborhood.
Do you guys make money from the dog walking business?
Yes, we do, but we donate all the money to local animal shelters.
Awesome. That was my next question, but you just answered it. Do you have any favorite dogs that you walk?
Yes, I have a favorite.
What's the dog's name?
So the dog's name is Callie. She's my neighbor's dog who's like my coworker's, their dog. She's super adorable and I love her so, so much.
The first big question about your business is what inspired you to reach for your dream?
I've always loved dogs and I've always really wanted to help them like in animal shelters. And so I mainly wanted to help dogs in our neighborhood or close to us. So I decided to start a business so I could help some of our neighbors who like maybe are too old to walk or they can't walk their dog. So I really wanted to be able to help them and their dogs and be able to spend time with dogs.
That's awesome because I love all animals except for scary animals that hurt you.
Same.
And it's super awesome that there's people that are helping out with the owners who can't take care of their animals to help walk them around and stuff.
Get ready for the commercial break.
Don't forget to visit thecamproject.org and apply for a spot on Camcast Kids. Be sure to follow the CAM Project on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel.
Camcast Kids.
What is your daily life with your business? Like, do you dog walk every single day, after school, on weekends?
I walk the dogs on Wednesdays and weekends because we have some activities after school. And we walk them for a while around the neighborhood. And we usually have like 30-minute walks, so they take not too much time. So I still have time for like homework.
How many dogs do you walk at a time?
Well, we don't walk multiple dogs at a time because we have many people. So we walk one dog for a scheduled time and then like we go to another dog after that dog.
That's a good idea because I would never be able to keep track of all the dogs. I'd probably lose some on the route.
Yep.
What is the hardest part of your business?
Well, sometimes we get into small arguments like with each other and it's kind of hard to like keep track sometimes of like, oh, we walked this dog. They said they canceled this time. So sometimes it's kind of hard to keep track and there can be a few arguments.
Do you make flyers?
Yes, we did. So to advertise for our business, we made flyers and put them around the neighborhood, and that's how we started getting customers.
What are you most proud of about your business?
I'm really proud of the way it's grown, and I'm really proud that we can take care of dogs, and I'm just proud of it in general.
Do you have to pick up their doo-doo and on the walkie?
Yep. But my neighbor, she does it because she says she likes picking at the poop. So she picks up the poop.
I would never.
Even I know.
If we got a dog, I'd be like, I'll take it for walks. I'll feed it. I'll have fun with it. You just pick up the poo, okay?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to people wanting to start businesses?
For starters, I would give them advice to plan it good, not just be like, oh yeah, we'll walk dogs. Oh, I walked this dog, and then be like, wait, did I walk this dog last time or this dog? So plan carefully and just like keep dreaming, and soon it could be a reality.
That's an awesome answer. Are you looking to expand your business and save up?
Yes, I really do, because I love taking care of dogs, and walking more dogs, it would just be so amazing. And to be able to help a lot of other people who maybe can't walk their dogs, I'd love to help people do that.
Do you have a dream car?
Yes, I do. It's a white Jeep. I just think white cars are so pretty, and then the Jeep.
Oh. They get dirty really fast, but they're all white cars are so pretty.
I know.
I just don't like that they get dirty really fast. Do you have any hobbies except for dog walking?
Yes, I do. I really like free swimming, and I also like playing like on a trampoline or board games or hide and seek. I like games where you're like running around and stuff. I also really like playing soccer.
I used to play soccer, and I like board games and hide and seek and all that stuff too.
I also really love riding my bike around the neighborhood and just playing with my neighbors. Like, we play in different parts of the neighborhood. We explore different worlds in the neighborhood. And I just love playing basically almost anything.
I do too. As long as it's not every single power in the world and I can defeat anyone.
Yeah, I also really, really love baking.
What kind of desserts do you bake?
Well, this morning I made some cinnamon muffins, blueberry muffins, and chocolate chip muffins. And one time I made these rainbow cupcakes where they're different like colors. I really like cupcakes and cake. I really like cookies.
Me too. I've never made cookies with Whisket with Flava, but I have made many, 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 many cakes. I made cupcakes.
Yeah, I really like. So sometimes, like, I just make things in the morning and my mom kind of gets mad at me for it. I like making a ton of things. I like just mixing. I just like baking, and that's why I do it so much.
I'm always too lazy to do a lot of things in the morning.
I'm not. I just wake up and I really want to, like, make a cake, but I don't do that. I make like
mug. Do you like make potions? Like, I used to make in the shower with shampoo and body wash and water.
Yes, I do. I do.
And then we got rid of that cup, so I couldn't make anything anymore, and I was super sad.
I know. Sometimes I just put some in my hand.
Sometimes I pretend it's slime, and I like take my body wash, and I just stick it, and then I play with it until it turns into more liquid.
Yeah, and then also sometimes, like, outside, we'd make like this potion stuff with like water and flowers and dirt.
I have the beach volleyball court in my backyard, so I make like mud in it from the pool. I like take the bucket, fill it up with the water in my pool, and then dump it in the sand and make mud.
I just like mixing things. That's why I want to be like some sort of like chemist or baker when I grow up.
Scientist.
Yep.
Because baking takes precision and it takes a lot of exact measurements, but then cooking takes like just ingredients and you can make your own thing. But with baking, you have to be very precise sure you don't get the recipe wrong. Yeah, or if you're making your own thing, don't switch up the ingredients, because with my Baltimore rainbow cake, that happened with the butter, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, like, sometimes, like, if you miss, like, baking powder, your cake will be awful. Or if you miss, like, if you add a little less, I don't know, like, sugar or something, it can throw off the taste. So I just like mixing things and going, like, pew, 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 pew.
With my cream cheese buttercream, I always change something up. Maybe I add a little more salt. Maybe I add some less powdered sugar, or I just add a lot of vanilla. I always add a lot of vanilla. Extra vanilla. You need extra vanilla extract, or else it'll be like, have no taste. I add extra vanilla extract to everything that wants extra vanilla extract. Huh. Oh, that was very tongue twister. It was like, extra vanilla extract to every single extra vanilla extract recipe for extra vanilla extract.
Some things I like to make, like, I like to make mug cakes a lot. They're so good.
I've never made mug cakes, but I've seen this thing where you take Oreos and milk and mash it up, then put it in the microwave, and bam, it's a cake. I don't think that works.
That does not work. So one time I tried to make Oreo crepes using just no recipe, just flour, sugar, and crushed Oreos. And then I couldn't flip it, so it turned out to be scrambled Oreos. And they were so disgusting. They tasted like Oreos with like flour in them. Blech. They're gross.
Well, you have to add liquid.
Well, I just pour in some flour, pour in some sugar, and pour in some milk. Add the Oreos, pew, pew, cook. Oh no, we can't flip it. Too bad, it's scrambled.
For a second, when you said scramble, I'm like, you added eggs?
No, I didn't.
You add eggs into crepes.
Instead of making like a crepe type of thing, it just broke. So then I just was like, I'll just make scrambled crepes.
It reminds me of the time when my mom tried to make cookies, but it turned into cookie crumble, and we just put it on top of everything. Our waffles, our pancakes, we put on ice cream, and we had a giant bag of cookie crumble for like 3 weeks, maybe a month, and we were just, for everything, pouring cookie crumble on. She's laughing right now. She's trying not to be so loud.
Five.
It didn't work.
It made me snore. It was really crazy.
It was good, though. It was just a bunch of cookie crumbs. I think she forgot to add liquid.
How about last week when I pulled out the flour instead of the powdered sugar?
She thought the powdered sugar was flour, and I added the flour into our old powdered sugar that I was adding in the canisters, and then I took it, the end of the bag, and I poured it in, and then I'm like, oh, we're out. And then she grabbed me the flour canister instead of the sugar canister, and I poured it in, and then we had to throw all of that sugar and flour away because sugar and flour were mixed in a bowl. 540 grams of it. That's a lot of sugar and flour.
What's one thing that you've, like, completely messed up with when you're baking? I know,
but it's not the Baltimore rainbow cake with the butter. Because each layer has to have, you do each layer separately because each layer has to have the same amount of eggs, flour, sugar, food dye, that kind of stuff, because it's a rainbow cake. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, which is a lot of layers. And which takes a lot of eggs, a lot of sugar, a lot of flour, etc. And each recipe calls for a half a cup of butter, melted and cooled. For the first one, I did cooled. For the second one, I didn't even melt it. For the third one, it was burning hot. For the fourth one, probably still not melted. And then for the fifth one, it goes on until the end of the rainbow.
Two of the colors, remember?
Wait, what did it turn into then?
You looked at the counter and you're like, uh-oh, I didn't put the butter in at all.
and then for green, I just forgot butter. And then we were done. I'm like, why is there an extra butter on the table? And I'm like, and then the green came out of the oven and we're like, this one looks not so good. Let's try it because we're probably not going to use it. And then we taste it and it tasted disgusting because there was no butter. It turned out terrible, but luckily we were able to make new layers, and it took like 5 days to make the whole thing. Because we're minors, well, I have Wisco flavor things, but because you're a minor, we can't share your info and stuff. So, do you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, and it's not like a real big YouTube channel. We have 3 subscribers. Something went wrong with the name, so the name's Kevin Davis.
What's it supposed to be?
The Dog Pros. So, something went wrong with the name, so.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening in on the
Cam Project Podcast. And I hope you join in on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Has your kid monetized or thought about raising funds based on a passion, hobby, or skill? Maybe they've set up a lemonade stand, sold baked goods, started a podcast, create gifted art, teach kids crafts on social media, graphic design, or engineer concepts. We would love to consider them as potential guests on Camcast Kids. Also accepting applications for parents, educators, mentors, entrepreneurs, mental health specialists, and youth advisor on the Camcast, hosted by Ava's mom, Samara Hurley. Visit thecamproject.org to apply for a spot on Camcast Kids. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel.